Doing your thing, right? Hey, this is News Rocky coming to you live Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. from 80 Broadway, downtown Norwich at the Pie Hop Studio. News Rocky, hey guys, I just got out of rehab, political rehab, taking on fake news, and we know there's plenty of that out there. So tune in each and every day, get your full complement of all the fake news. We'll drill down on it harder than a pile driver on the WWE wrestler. Hey guys, welcome to News Rocky. This is Kevin, your host, coming to you live from the downtown Norwich Pie Hop Studio. Today is Monday. It's a really interesting day out there. I hope that most of you folks that are paying attention to the News Rocky show know that we like to get right down and dirty with the topics of the day. And one of the greatest topics of the day is the senatorial sort of push there by what now appears to be Ted Cruz in the Senate, with really looking at the discussion of the Electoral College. We'll be covering that topic today, along with, let's see, what else? We actually have something really interesting here from the state of Connecticut, where a prison inmate actually dies of COVID. Now, obviously, if you listen to News Rocky, you know that my experience, my past experience was 21 years in the prison system. I know a little bit about that type of breakout. In fact, I actually suffered from a actual exposure to MRSA back in the day. We'll talk a little bit about that. We're also going to get into the flu, actually the decline under what we believe now is almost no flu cases, down by 98% in this country. Pretty interesting. All we hear about is COVID, but unfortunately, up until this year, until the 2020, we actually had flu was the primary conversation and vaccination was the purpose for that. One of the other segments we'll talk about today is the COVID vaccination and the causes of actual infertility. Infertility. I think I just said a new word, infertility. Basically, at the end of the day, there's some claims here that there's concerns with how this vaccination is affecting certain women. Also, certain racial classes. We'll be deciding, or at least discussing with you today about those topics. But I want to start off with something because it's interesting. I'm guilty of this myself. Sometimes I'm rumbling and stumbling and I'm trying to say a lot of words. You know, don't hold it against me, folks. I'm just a simple, you know, country boy up here from the Jewett City area, not too far north of, Norwich. And sometimes I say some words that don't make a lot of sense, but I really want to ask you folks, have you been paying attention today? The 117th Congress was in session today, and part of the opening was a eulogy from Rep. Emanuel Cleaver. And in his closing statements, the typical amen that is used, he actually partnered that amen with a ah woman, an ah woman. So the interesting part, and I hope you guys go out and you watch this clip that I actually checked it out on Fox News. You guys can look at it if you like. But I'm just wondering what this congressman was thinking about. There it is right there. Talking today at the congressional opening for the 117th Congress. And his ending statements are, ah, men and ah, woman. Now, some of you ladies out there, let me ask you, does it offend you that I think it's pretty stupid to say ah, woman? What, are you upset because I think there's no place in the closing of any thing in the Congress or anywhere you are that you're going to include ah, men and ah, woman? What is the purpose of ah, woman? Is it to cater to this national sort of conversation? Because what have you looked at what ah, men actually means? Have you looked at it? Have you looked it up? I don't think Mr. Cleaver, looked up what it actually meant. So the Latin term is truly or so be it. Amen, truly or so be it. Doesn't stand for all us men are in charge and you women are over there. But no, in the politically correct arena we're in, those folks that are out leading the way, and I think he's probably a nice guy, seemed like a nice guy, talked really soft, talked very clear, threw in a lot of really smart words, but didn't do the due diligence in the end of the day to understand that no ah woman is needed when closing out a eulogy. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in. So let's get right on into this, guys. Today's really going to have a little fun here. We're at the Pie Hop Studio up here in downtown Norwich, right across from the town hall. We're actually located right above the Pie Hops restaurant, which is at 80 Broadway. And I hope you guys out there listening in the area in Connecticut or traveling through Connecticut, you stop by and check it out. This menu over here is amazing. This is, again, the News Rocky Show, part of the Helms Media Group, working to provide this to you each and every day, Monday through Friday, coming to you live from there right here in this little studio we have down in downtown Norwich. So one of the interesting things that is going on out there, we got this big discussion of Donald Trump, the outgoing president of the United States, or is he not outgoing? The question now lies with the Senate. And Ted Cruz, who seems to be a very, very effective orator, seems to be an interesting individual. Actually, if you remember, I think the Donald Trump, President of the United States, 45th, had some real affectionate terms for Ted Cruz early on in the 2016 debates. I think he called him Lying Ted, was his name for Ted Cruz. Lying Ted was what Donald Trump called him. Now, fast forward to 2020. It looks like this House Republican held a rare Saturday night conference call to address their goal of overturning this certain state's electoral college results on January 6th. Now, you all know that this is coming down to January 6th, where this major opportunity here where the folks are going to acknowledge, meaning the Vice President of the United States. By the way, Mike Pence has already said he has no plans. There's nothing that would convince him under the Constitution to overturn the results of the election. Now, folks, I want it to be clear, very clear. I am a 100% supporter of Donald Trump. I voted for him, and I want him to be my president. However, at the end of the day, I will say this, that I think this challenge is really more about challenging, unfortunately, the unanswered questions that were provided or at least given by the Trump campaign. Rudy Giuliani himself out there in front of it. Many of the attorneys, people became quite famous from this process. Donald Trump's claims of being ripped off in this election. I understand what he's saying, and I actually agree with many of the points. Unfortunately, agreeing or understanding or believing is not fact or proof. The reality of this comes down to, did they prove it in court? And unfortunately, this did not get proven in court. The Supreme Court didn't overturn these results. It's not going to happen. And in my opinion, we've talked about it on this show, News Rocky, this is going to be another example of what I believe is going to be some really grandstanding by these Republican senators and congressmen and women who have this feeling that they have the ability to overturn it. Now, there is some credibility that there could be, at the very minimal, that they could go into a recess. They could call a recess to be discussed for a two-hour minimal during that process. So what we're going to probably most likely see is Ted Cruz lead the way. This is going to be a really interesting conversation. Donald Trump recently on December 29th called the – this is the interesting tweet. You know, we could actually sit here and do all of Donald Trump's tweets. We should do a show, actually a whole week dedicated to the tweets of our president, Donald Trump. Weak and tired Republican leadership will allow – the bad defense bill to pass, say goodbye to the vital Section 230 termination, your national monuments, forts, names, and treasures. Instead, inserted by Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren. You know, this is one of the examples I bring up of what this president has had the masterful skill at. He has thrown these softballs across the aisle, left and right, and he has kept his presence known in every conversation that goes on across the world. How's this tie in to what's going on here with this recent push by the senators and particularly Ted Cruz? Is that this president has come out and basically called Mitch McConnell a weak leader, someone, and he's using those tactics to encourage others in the Senate actually to move this forward. Is this possibly for Senator Ted Cruz to position himself for a 2024 bid? Many are saying that's what it comes down to. Now, Ted Cruz is a brilliant constitutionalist. Everyone can agree he's brilliant. Not everyone likes him. Do you guys remember back in the debates he had the booger coming off his nose? I don't know if you have a chance to get that one up there, but Senator Ted Cruz had a big old booger sticking right off his nose during one of the debates. Believe me, it can happen to anybody. I mean, boogers, we all have them, but interesting stories to be told. Let's see. This whole process has the energy of the national corporate media in a frenzy. Not only are they in a frenzy, it has drawn a new attention during the senatorial sort of position being taken by Ted Cruz and many of the other members of the House and the Senate, where this congressional runoff race in Georgia has a great amount of interest from the entire country. What does it mean? It means a lot. If actually the president of the United States could get this state of execution, so to speak, and get a hearing, an appropriate hearing done through the Senate and the House, and find out if the information that's being provided or the challenges by those in concern about a fair and offering a fair outcome to the election, this could change the entire pathway. Now, most likely, guys, let's just reality check. Reality check is this. I don't care what you're going to do. Fox News can say it. CNN can say it's not going to happen. We're seeing all this energy. There's nothing that's going to overturn this process. Joe Biden is the 46th president of the United States. We, as Republicans, which I am a Republican, but I'm also a realist and I'm also a supporter of the Constitution, there's not enough evidence that can be proven. Not that there's not enough evidence. It's the proven of the evidence. Guys, on this one, I'm going to tell you that I just think it's time for us to move on. Now, I know a lot of my friends out there who are really conservative Republicans, you're going to get mad at me for saying this, but I'm telling you, this is not a mountain that we can climb and win this battle. So I want you to wrap your head around that one. Let's see. So that's a little bit on that topic. We'll come back to that maybe in the after part of the show here. If you have any concerns or questions on that, you know, put them up there on the board and we'll try to answer them and work along with you. You know, this entire year of 2020, now we're in the 2021, has been a year of just so we're so disconnected as a country. It seems like our right out of the box back in 2020, right in January 2020, when the COVID sort of outbreak was being talked about, coming out of the China flu out of Wuhan, China, where it arrived here to this country, we saw some really interesting sort of moves being moved around, they're being taken by certain leadership. And in particular, you have a leader right here in a neighboring state in New York, where Governor Cuomo was very heavily scrutinized for his decision-making early on of how he placed individuals who were compromised, individuals who had health issues, individuals, say, that were in senior centers and or close quartered locations, halfway houses and such. He was placing those people early on that had COVID into those locations and had an outbreak that took place. Now, for some reason, that governor, Governor Cuomo, who I think is probably one of the lousiest governors I've ever witnessed in my adult life, he seems to me a more arrogant leader as the days go on. But I guess when corporate media sucks up to you and promotes you as the best guy and, you know, out there making decisions, even though on your watch, Governor Cuomo, you helped kill people because of bad decisions. Right here in Connecticut, for example, we have a prisoner who had died of COVID-19 complications. This comes out of a AP release here. The Connecticut prison inmate has died of COVID-19, the Department of Corrections announced on Saturday. The 69-year-old man was transferred from an agency, McDougal Walker, which is a facility as an intake facility, has a medical isolation unit, to an outside hospital for treatment on December 21st. He later died early on the past Saturday morning, officials said. You know, the interesting part about this, guys, is, you know, when you're in these settings, such as the thing I'm opening up with Cuomo, and we're talking about that, when you look at the correctional setting, you look at halfway houses, senior facilities, rehab facilities, these are places that are hotbeds for any types of infection, right? Any types of sickness, especially airborne, anything that can be spread. I actually was referring to in the opening of the show that I actually went through an experience where I was exposed to MRSA. We had an outbreak in the Department of Corrections back in probably 2000s, early mid-2000s, where we had an outbreak of MRSA. And I was exposed at a facility I worked with that was Radgowski Correctional Center in Montville. And we had this outbreak, and it was interesting then. We also had TB outbreaks, right, tuberculosis outbreaks. We've had a series of these in these prison settings and across this country. Think about it, folks. The people are coming off the street. They're probably not getting proper health care. They're probably not getting the appropriate treatment for whatever diseases they're ill from already, if it's alcohol and drug addiction and or other illnesses. They're probably not mentally as solid as folks that, you know, sort of the Monday through Friday folks out there. This is a population of people who are transient. Now, think about this for one moment. The way that we handle criminals in this country today is really interesting. It's a revolving door. So they'll come into the system, flush back out to the streets, cause more infection for those people out there. And I'm not just talking about COVID. For example, yes, we have a COVID death that took place here in the correctional facility in Connecticut. But what I'm referring to is the bad policy making of this revolving door policy of criminal justice across this country. This has a lot to do with it. I bet you we could look at breaking down numbers of folks that came out of the prison setting, either contracted a disease or something that was life-threatening, and then spread that amongst the communities they went back to. The concern I would have here in this case is that we could look at this, and it's not fake news. There's nothing fake about COVID, by the way. There's no claim here by the News Rocky Show that COVID isn't real. It's a real China flu that was purposely put not just in America, but across the country to take on what we believe, or at least I believe rather, is this unbelievable economy that's been caused, such a great economy from this president. This was an attack on many levels, more about politics and economics than it was anything. And unfortunately, here we are sitting here with this big debate on how we handle COVID. Well, guys, you're listening out there. You're participating. I know. Let me know. What do you think we should do with the MA population? Do we give the vaccination to them? Is that who should be afforded it first? Should we be vaccinating every prisoner across this country? Should we be vaccinating the most compromised elderly, those people working on the front lines? What do you think about that? I'd like to know. I know what I think about it. I don't waste a lot of dimes on people that don't really care. And that's my opinion on that one. The let's see. Why is the flu cases are down? You know, I want to really delve into this one. I want to talk about this with you guys, because the interesting part about it, if you think about it, are the flu numbers down? Are they down? Well, they say here in this opening, more adults have gotten the flu, less adults have gotten the flu vaccination, and less adults have been, 98% of flu type issues have been documented. In fact, almost all the cases of COVID, if you look at the obvious numbers, and what we look at in this whole study here from the Healthline conversation is, back in November 2020, 188 million doses of the flu vaccine had been shipped out across the country, according to the new flu vaccination dashboard. More adults have been vaccinated in pharmaceuticals in 2020 and pharmacies, rather, compared to the last year's flu session. But vaccination rates among certain groups, such as non-Hispanic, Black adults, and children, seem to have dropped off a bit. Now, this is something I want to open up to in this segment. I want you to sort of chime in if you feel like you have the need to, and I want to hear your point on this. But when you look at what's going on across this country with the vaccination, when you look at what's happened with certain racial classes and certain ethnic classes, some question whether or not this concept of spreading this flu vaccine is really benefiting those people who are most vulnerable. Most needy people in this country, the more impoverished they are, the more they are in need of healthcare. These people that are not being given this and afforded this vaccination seem to be the ones crying the most. But the interesting part about it is, folks, when you look at the population of vaccination rates shown in racial disparities, according to the CDC, the vaccination gap is most pronounced in the non-Hispanic Black children between the age of 6 to 17 years old. Approximately 33% of Black children have received the flu shot this year, compared to 44% at the same time last year. Nearly 51% of white children and 47% of Hispanic kids have been vaccinated, which is similar to last year's vaccination. Guys, what I'm trying to ask you here is, we see a decline in those people that need this vaccination across the board. It's not a racial vaccination. It's not specific to color, from what I believe. But I do think that there are some reasons behind it. I wonder what you think, why that the vaccination rate, or excuse me, the numbers of Black and Hispanic are down in comparison to white. I think that there's obviously some pushback. You know, there's many studies out there about concerns with certain racial breakdowns of vaccinations in general. When you look at how the vaccination sort of market works, is there a targeted audience for vaccinations? Some people think that the typical school-age children fuel this transmission of the flu and or COVID. So let's talk about it. If this is the concept that from this report, the COVID report stating exactly how this is spreading, and this is coming from Dr. Ellen F. Foxman, who actually offered this in a Yale Medicine report, that the comments here say that kids are known to transmit more flu virus and spread it longer, according to the doctor. They're real engines, as he said. They spread it among themselves, and then they bring it home and give it to their parents and relatives. So we have been out of school now for probably, I don't know, we haven't really had in-school access for most of the students here in Connecticut, where we're coming to you live from. Across the country, schools have been locked down. Teachers have been doing remote educating. The numbers, though, are not down. If you look at the COVID spread, the numbers of COVID spread and the number of fatalities, and we can pull those numbers up in a minute, but if you look at the way that it's spreading, and then to have almost no registered numbers of actual flu in comparison to COVID, do you think it's for purpose? Do you think this is part of maybe the purpose of a political marketing scheme? Am I getting off the rails? Am I making you feel like I'm getting conspiracy theories? I don't know. But I wonder, why is it that every one of these cases would have been called 2 years ago a flu case, a flu-like case? Oh, yeah, you had complications from this. Maybe you were obese. Maybe you're fat and you weren't healthy. Maybe you had cancer. I don't know what you had. But why all of a sudden is it the mandate of Dr. Fauci, all the left-wing sort of corporate media, they seem to support these same concepts? Because when you ask questions about, well, why don't we have flu anymore? Did we magically, all of a sudden, flu went away, guys? I mean, I'm not saying COVID's not real. It is real. I know people that have just gotten out of treatment and said it was the worst flu they ever had. It's a flu. I get it. And it's catching us in the ass. It's kicking us in the ass. And it came from China. And it's here in our country. We have to deal with it. But why are we purposely misleading, misguiding, misqualifying, and diagnosing certain sicknesses and not identifying others? It's an interesting, do you guys want to really know why there's a lot of concern in this country? Why there's a lot of unrest? Why there's a lot of folks that are really in ready to go into a battle zone over this conversation and many others? Guys, when you look at the corporate media and the fake news, and you can see the chart right there, guys, this, I don't know what else to say to you. This is, this is real. It's a real number. It can be provided for you. You can look up the chart on that of flu type symptoms versus COVID. This is COVID. Listen, you can't die of a gunshot wound without having it be called COVID. I don't know what to tell you, dude. If you really want to argue that point, that this is not really how it should be. Like, there's real COVID. There's real COVID. There's real diagnosis, and there's probably a purpose that we need to have a treatment and some sort of vaccination for certain populations of our society. But do you think everyone needs to be subjected to this? There's a lot of folks that are out there pushing back. We talked about it just in the beginning of this segment. Think about it, guys. There's certain populations of racial breakdown, and I can tell you from personal friendships that I have, actually, most of my personal relationships with Black males will not take this vaccine. This is what they've told me personally. They will not take the vaccine. Why? They don't trust government. They don't trust the medical world. And they don't think that this is really what's going down. They find it to be something more scrupulous. But those same individuals hate Donald Trump, or they hate the messaging from this president. Even though he talked about pushing back against this concept of, you know, even though he and his wife were obviously exposed and eventually treated for COVID and survived quite sharply. Now, I know your critics out there are going to say because he was given the best medical treatment of any. And maybe so. Maybe the fact is. But all you guys want to call him a big fat Big Mac eating slob, he certainly recovered a lot faster than some of those out there who are very healthy, which makes me wonder what's really behind the messaging. Let's see. So marginalized communities, as I'm saying, as we're, you know, sort of getting into this, often have greater difficulty accessing medical care. There are typically fewer doctors that are located in these communities and lack the transportation to help people prevent and seeking prevention care. There may be also widespread distrust of the medical community. Guys, this is actual fact. I'm not making it up. It's not here for us to create some debate over this conversation and what's going on in the world as far as the COVID response and this fact-checking effort here of the News Rocky Show to get really down and dirty with what's going on with the vaccination when it comes to certain populations in this country. And, you know, when you think about this vaccination and you think about the flu shot in comparison, do you guys ever really think about why it is that we don't hear about anything else? I mean, honestly, we had Ann Dauphine, the state representative of the 44th district, on last Wednesday. And one of the things that Ann was really, really good about is as a nurse, as a professional, as a state representative, as a member of the health committee, she was very, very clear in saying that this is a real, real issue, a disease, a sickness. It needs to be addressed. But forcing and mandating vaccination is a very, very big stretch. Guys, think about it. I could go into the history if you like, but think about what's going on where the national corporate media gets involved with not just an election, but also the managing and sort of influencing the story and the narrative of how we are reacting to COVID in this country. When the corporate media gets involved, does it give you a little bit of maybe memory? Do you remember history? Do you remember what happened when Hitler took over? Now, maybe you say, Kevin, you're going down the extreme road. Maybe I am. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. But I do know this, that first it started with ripping the powers of German Jews. They were no longer able to practice law. Slowly and incrementally, they were no longer allowed to have any media. The Jewish population in Germany then was forced vaccination. These are all facts, guys. This is historical fact. Now, am I trying to say that this country is going down the same path? I don't know. I can tell you this, though, that the fact of the matter is, this is not what makes sense to anyone with logic. I don't care. I've had the conversation with liberals, independents, Republicans, conservatives, people who are not at all political. There's a lot of agreement out there with people who have the same concerns as I and you. Why is the national corporate media taking such an interest in the fight against one candidate for office? Why did this unbelievable energy sweep across this country and the world right before an election? Why was Donald Trump brought into a hearing on the Russian collusion when it actually ended up charging him with something else with regards to the investigation when it exposed the Ukraine issue? And again, that was all thrown out by the Senate. He got convicted in the House. But we all know this is happening at the same time. Guys, you know, I'm kind of tying in this flu case issue. I'm getting a little off the rails here because I'm getting wound up. But I will tell you this. There's no doubt in my mind, like it shouldn't be in yours. There's more to what's going on than what meets the eye. The national corporate media has an objective. Their objective is to create hysteria. Their objective is to make sure that we look at one narrative and we only pay attention to that one narrative. Have you guys picked up anything from Fox News lately? Because it's interesting because when you fact check and you look at what Fox News has, I will promise you, if you open up the CNN site or their same conversation about a certain topic, say like the flu vaccination, you will be guaranteed to have two different conversations. Why? They're taking the same facts, they're taking the same story, but they're presenting it in a way that actually equals their narrative. Why? What's the purpose of a narrative? What's the purpose of controlling the narrative? To me, it's simple. We've had more flu in this country than we did last year. But it was not listed as a flu. It was the coronavirus, ultimately determining exactly what the national corporate media wants. They want to control the conversation. They want to create fear. They want to create division. They have a great platform. They have a great support with the Democratic controlled House. And there's great Democrats and liberals out there. I'm not picking on you, but on the national swamp-filled Washington, D.C. front, those people down there, and I just call them those people, they're nasty and all they want is control. And they didn't have control with Donald Trump over the last 4 years. And it's pretty obvious to me, and it should be to you, what's happening in this country. Listen, fact check a, let's see, we'll go right here. A false post on social media claims COVID-19 vaccine causes, infertility in the women, right? So this vaccine can cause infertility in women. An image going viral on Facebook and elsewhere on social media is lodging a concerning complaint that COVID-19 could lead to this issue with women. And of course, this ties back in, folks, to exactly what we were talking about a moment ago. There's a lot of concern with folks of, the racial breakdown. We'll get to that in a moment, but there's a lot of concern of folks that are economically struggling populations. Those of ethnic populations have a lot of the same concerns. This comes as the first dose of the Pfizer biotech vaccine are delivered and administered across the USA. So the image is a screenshot of what appears to be a news article declaring that the vaccine is a female sterilization. So let's just say this, that this is an interesting way that we can look at news. So I want you to stay with me when we talk about it. So this meme comes out and it's out there. Now, what happens is anyone who's on the conversation side, who's, you know, sort of on the corporate media side, sort of on the leadership side under, you know, Joe Biden's section over here, we'll just call you that section, you're going to think that anything I'm saying right now is actually just lies. It's not true. It doesn't make sense. It's just made up by that other side of people on the other side of the room who are like the Donald Trump people, the Republicans, the conservatives, the conspiracy theories, the crazy people. You know, it's kind of interesting to me because, you know, the same thing that this whole situation is caused across this country. I live in the country. I live where, you know, a house is not next door to folks. Now, I'm not trying to say I'm better off than people that might live in a city. This is not a racial conversation. It is a fact. I live out in the parts of the Connecticut where we have to drive, right, to get to this the corner store. We have to drive to get to a grocery store. It's not a walking distance facility. It's not close in proximity. So we have open air. We don't want to put masks on, just like you don't in the city either. I'm not trying to go there, but I'm saying there's such a difference. There's a difference in that, and there's a difference in the way that you read this fact-checking. When you look at this and this meme that came across, this image of a screenshot that appears a news article declares that the vaccine is a female sterilization attempt. Now, some people want to say that's just totally stupid, right? It doesn't make sense. And there's no way that anything like that could make sense because that's not reality. Well, let's read a little bit more through this story. I think this is a really worthy story and conversation that we should have. You know, the concept of what's going on with this entire vax issue and the conversation about whether or not this has any alternative effects on us in this, in reaction from our physical, our mental, our state here in as far as the COVID vaccination. It's really interesting because when you look at Snoop's, you guys ever check Snoop's out? That's a really good location. And for those people out there that want to talk about, you know, fact versus fiction, Snoop's will really break it down for you and really give you some really good indications on what could be perceived as fact or fiction. And again, I want to just say this, as we started this little segment here on this particular piece, I want you to realize we could have a conversation right now. You can take what I'm saying right now. One of you out there could call a friend and you could present it in any way you want to. You could present it using most of the same words I'm using the same inflection in my voice, using the same concepts of where we're going with the conversation today. You could do this. You could do it. But you could also sway someone to think a certain way by certain words. Now, do you think maybe fake news, guys, has the ability to convince you that you're really reading something that has based in all fact? Do you think fake news has the ability to say, you know what? This is a one or two words being changed in a conversation could steer you in a direction that gives you an entire different opinion. You know, fact-checking is important, but I think reading correctly, hearing correctly, and really getting it from the horse's mouth is probably the best thing you can do. So this whole thing with the Pfizer research, say COVID-19 vaccine is a female sterilization is an interesting conversation because it perks up some comments from those folks from the world of the science world, so to speak. So let's see. This whole thing comes down to the company COVID-19 vaccine would cause sterilization in women. The story was sourced from the blog or called the Health and Money News and referenced a statement made by Michael Yedman, who is not the head of Pfizer research. Yedman did work for Pfizer, but he left the company in 2011, according to his biographical or whatever, let's see, information on his blog, rather. I'm trying to read this on the fly, but I can tell you this. Yedman and German physicians Wolfberg said a letter to the European Medicine Agency calling on EMA to halt clinical trials of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, the same one you're taking, the same one you put in your arm, the same one you're going to put in your arm tomorrow, the same one that's being pushed by the national corporate media, the same one that this new controlled party politics in Washington, D.C., again on the left side bucket, meaning under the Joe Biden administration, are telling you to do. Now, in this letter, the statements were that Pfizer vaccine blocks a protein that is key in the formation of the a lot of freaking big words here. Let's see. They claimed that in the end of the day that this could cause a possible in women receiving this shot, the vaccine could become infertile. So this infertility or actually infertile comment that was set out there by the national corporate media, it was flowed out there by a source that doesn't get the same credit as, say, the CNN news folks. And it was all about the way in the wording. So if you listen to what we were just trying to articulate to you, the reality is that it's the way that this was presented. These are the scientists who have been working on these very solutions for COVID, not just here in 2020 or 19, but even going back working for Pfizer. And this is a fact that's happened. Now, again, I told you that this is all coming from Snoops, and Snoops dives right into it. They get into this whole conversation. Of course, there's going to be a controversial comment or two on this, but this is fact. There's some truth. So let me ask you, ladies, if you're out there, are you concerned now about taking this vaccination? Because if there could possibly, if you are looking to have children or you don't want to be obviously in any way taking that right away from you, do you think there might be more to this? If this is being a warning shot that's been offered from these professional scientists who have worked in this space, what do you think about that? I, of course, think that there's enough information here to lead concern. I think there should be some deeper research, some more possible information, and be provided to the people before you actually push a mandated. And guys, this is a mandated vaccination. I don't care what you say. I had a conversation with a very good friend of mine today, and he was down in down in Tennessee, and he was traveling back from Tennessee. And you know, you have to now have to look at the conditions of each state. You have to follow the rules before you can leave a state and fly. So he didn't realize he got a text message from the state of Connecticut saying that you're due to fly back on this date. And if and when you come back, you have to have that document that says that you were tested and clear of COVID. Now, this is the kind of big brother concept that people are concerned about. You think about what I'm saying about this vaccination and not all the information being shared. This is reality. This is not fake news. This is true. I'm not sitting here and telling you that COVID's not real. I didn't say that. I didn't say that this isn't something that we should be working towards a vaccination. If you remember with Anne Dauphine the other day, she simply said, do you realize this is one of the only drugs to ever fast track through the system? And I understand why. We're reacting to something as we're fighting for our lives here in this country because of the China flu that was purposely put here and across the world from China. We're in a situation we have to fight. We have to fight, right? But while we're fighting, are we taking the time that's necessary? Are your papers in order? You know what? Here's what it comes down to, guys. I'm really kind of knocking on that. Thank you. Here's the deal. Our government has taken advantage of this situation. Guys, if you don't see that for yourself, you're not paying attention. The government is taking advantage of this situation. The fact that you go back during this whole COVID situation, back in March, we had George Floyd and that whole incident took place. The entire country was up in arms. Guess what, guys? it continues to get worse, right? Now we've calmed down a little bit. We just came off the holiday, so I guess we're all happy and we're, you know, just kind of getting along. But the reality of this country has been we've been in some sort of disrupted manner. Why? I believe for political purposes. Now, I want to ask anybody out there. Scientists can speculate or give their opinion, but the only way to really check or know the long-term effects of COVID vaccine is time. So that's very well put, and I appreciate that comment. So what the bottom line is there enough time of research? Has there been enough time in research for this vaccination? And will generations of women lose the ability to produce children? Think about it, guys. Well, if we're already in a battle, as we know we are, with this super flu bug that, again, was brought here from China, what are we going to do when we start to see generations of women possibly because we didn't take the time, we didn't have the information, and we didn't take the warning from professionals to be slower in the reaction to this? You know, those things are great. It's not unfortunate that we are able to have a disagreement on this. I think that's actually a good thing, because I'm not sitting here claiming that the federal government is working cooperation with the national corporate media. I don't think that the federal government is pushing a mandate. I think they're reacting. I quite honestly think in general, I think across the board. But I do wonder what you guys think about Dr. Fauci. You know, Dr. Fauci has worked for almost every administration going back until I think Ford, if I'm correct. Dr. Fauci not only has been part of the lead against infection and the reaction for the federal government here in this country, but also on the research side. Do you guys think there's anything a little deeper possibly with Dr. Fauci and possibly Bill Gates and possibly this lab that this supposed, you know, coronavirus was escaped from? Again, I believe that that came right out of that lab purposely and spread across the country. Now, Dr. Fauci has been contradicted several times. In fact, there was a great article from Marco Rubio, by the way. He was my candidate in 2016. I got a chance to meet him up in New Hampshire. Great guy. I think Marco Rubio would have been a great president, and someday maybe so. He came right out and wrote a really scathing comments about Dr. Fauci and his misleading our country. He claimed this, and, you know, I didn't pull the article up. I'm kind of spontaneously talking about it, but I can retain the article and give you back my take on it. Dr. Fauci had came out and talked about, if we do this for this amount of time, we're going to come out of the woods. You need to wear your masks. You need to do this. Oh, first, you don't need to wear a mask, and then you can react this way. Now, I'm probably going to go out on the limb here and say that Dr. Fauci had a tough time giving any advice to Donald Trump. I'm going to, you know, we can argue about it all day long, but I'm sure Donald Trump didn't want to take any comments from Dr. Fauci. That being said, though, here's a guy. Do you not question how somebody stays in that position that long? He took on the AIDS battle. He took on, there's no way that anyone can sit here and tell me that Dr. Fauci, if they knew COVID was in a lab and they were actually doing research in this lab in China for the purposes to have vaccinations ready, you're going to tell me that they didn't have a heads up on what possibly could have happened? So what's the next sickness that comes out of a lab somewhere? You know, we're right here in Norwich, Connecticut, and a little south of me is this little island called Plum Island. You guys ever heard of Plum Island? Plum Island's a place where they do research. They do research on animals, and I don't know how active they are today. I'm not privy to that, but I do know that facility is one of the higher profile facilities on the East Coast. It's a segregated island that has heavy security, and they have housed in there these illnesses and sicknesses and animal-borne sicknesses that could wipe out the world. Do you think for a moment that they're not training and working and studying and researching and creating solutions to all these things? Guys, think about it. We are now in a next generation of warfare. That's my opinion. This is a war. It's a war that we've never seen before. And, you know, it's kind of funny because, and it's not funny, actually. I shouldn't use the word funny at all. It's actually kind of, there's nothing that we should be talking about that has anything to do with fighting against each other. We, in fact, you know what? This whole debate about this presidential election is just trying to preoccupy us, to take us away from the real issues of the day. And the real issues of the day are the same thing. You can go right up on here. Pull up any page you want on corporate media today. You're going to hear all the numbers. You're going to hear how COVID's affecting us, how many fatalities, how many people have died so far. We have a log of deaths, of fatalities from COVID, right? But again, as we said, 98% down from flu. Nobody died of flu this year. Everyone's died of COVID only. So I don't know where that all happens. I don't know how that all plays out. But obviously, those are numbers that the corporate media and the people in charge of this sort of narrative going forward, that's what they want to spread with you. What do you think is going to happen in 2021? Do you think, you guys, do you think that COVID's just going to go away? Do you think one day we're going to wake up and we're going to hear Dr. Fauci coming, you know, up to the podium? We'll have our great president there talking now, Joe Biden. They'll get him up to the podium and they'll say, you know, guys, we just want to tell you it's, you know, it's the spring of 2021 and it's time to let you know we can take the masks off. The numbers are going down. We got control of this because the vaccine has done such an amazing job. It's time to get back to normal. Do you think that's going to really happen, guys? Do you think that we're going to stop living in the world we live in? Do you remember SARS? Do you remember all those things that took place over in Asia? And by the way, let's think about this for a moment. If you guys really want to be genuine, and I'm talking liberals and Democrats, I want you to answer this for me. Liberals and Democrats, I want you to answer this for me. Will you tell me honestly that every disease that has come across, that every epidemic that we've seen in modern day history hasn't come from a China lab? Do you not see the correlation, guys? You think it's accidental that these people want to destroy our economy, our political structure? They want to influence. You talk about getting involved in an election. What China did, and I think what they were aided in doing by those political party control freaks in Washington, D.C., is they helped create this issue in this country. And you know what? We're paying the price. All the people of this country are paying the price. Liberals, conservatives, everybody. The fake news network networks are out there. And guys, there's fake news on Fox News. As I said before, we can take and we can pull up one article that is from Fox and do a comparable article from any one of the other news stations. You're going to see that information be so different. For example, CNN says GOP is losing votes with people vowing to vote against the Electoral College. That's on CNN's site. Okay? That's on the CNN site. Now, this is the same conversation on the Fox News site. This is what they say. Fox News says it's gaining traction. So on the same topic, the same conversation, it is time for us to wake up. Listen, you know what? We all need to start realizing this. You guys can look at it black and white. There's a controversy being created every day by national corporate media and party control politicians. And by the way, Republicans, Democrats, independents, unaffiliated, business leaders, people who can profit and make money off of vaccination, people who can profit and make money off of tragedy. Guess what? They're loving it. They're loving every day of it. You know what? News Rocky, we're not taking any, we're not going to hold any punches here. We're going to actually punch our way out of this because what we want to do with you, the viewers, the listeners, the supporters, and the News Rocky team members is we want to encourage a conversation. This isn't an argument. This isn't for us to debate about Republicans are right over Democrats. That's not the case. I believe we are all actually in the same predicament. We unfortunately have really bad leadership when it comes to the way that our national corporate media has created this. And listen, there's a history here. You can go back to the entire thing about, you know, the creation of this. Some people want to say that this divide in our country, how many times have you guys seen out there that we want to blame Donald Trump for the racial issues in America? Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that Donald Trump caused the racial issues in America? If you do, I'd love to hear your real reasons why. Does he agitate? Well, let me ask you this. Let's play a little game. If I put a Make America Great hat on, okay, and I had it on my head, what's that feeling inside you? Wait a minute. Talk to yourself for a minute. What's that make you feel like? Well, if you're a liberal or a Democrat, you're going to automatically be agitated, upset, irritated, angry. Oh, I hate that. I've seen the reaction. I watch in this very studio, my hat, Donald Trump's Make America Great hat, hidden from me because it would agitated somebody. Well, guess what? What if I put a Black Lives Matter shawl over my shoulders, or I had the shirt on, BLM? What would you Republicans and conservatives do? Would you get mad? Would you get angry? Oh my God, look at him. What's he wearing that for? Why does he care about that? Quite honestly, the same scenarios take place for either side of the aisle you're on, either side of the discussion you're on. You guys have to start realizing, you know what? We're playing into this narrative together because we want to sit here and have a debate. Everything I talked about today should not even be debatable by party politics. It should be agreed upon by everybody. But you see, the disingenuous, those people out there who want to talk about, well, I can't see that because you know what? I hate Donald Trump so much. I got to just say you're wrong. You know what you're doing to yourselves and this country? You're ruining us. You're ruining us. You're not, if you don't have the ability to have an open, honest, real conversation, we're never going to solve the problem, guys. You can't find yourself one reason to at least say, you know what? I'm done with all that. I'm done with being told what I should think. I'm going to start thinking for myself. You see, it's easier to be told what to think, right? Let's be honest. Is it easier to just turn on let's turn on the news and let's type in whatever we want to listen to. And what we'll get from the news and the narrative is what they want us to know and hear. And what we'll take away is what they want us to know and hear. But what we really need, we need to know what we feel and see who's out there doing that for you. You got a lot of great shows out there. There's a lot of great networks that are doing what they do. And there's a lot of great information. And you know what? We're going to go to the last few minutes here. We got some questions coming in. I'm going to answer some questions for the folks that are out there. So what's going on Wednesday in the rally? So the rally, right? So the big rally. Who cares if there's a rally, Pat? Who cares if there's a rally in Washington, D.C. for Donald Trump supporters who believe that he was ripped off for an election? Should they be denied their right to think that he was ripped off? Or is it racist because they support Donald Trump? You see, the folks out there that only have comments about these types of things, it's obvious what's going on in your mind. Your heart's hurt. You're angry. And I get it. And I understand it. And I want to hug you, okay? I want to hug the hate out of you. But at the same time, it doesn't justify your position. You know, why don't I like Joe Biden? Let me tell you this so you know. So I don't like Joe Biden because I think he's an insider, a politician who's been profiting off of people his entire life. And we fall victim to the fact that how many of you folks out there said, you know what? He was the best choice I had. I couldn't vote for anybody else. I'm not going to vote for him because I just wanted to get rid of them. I want to get rid of them, Trump, the Republicans, the people who want to get labeled as sort of this conservative conspiracy class that's been involved in politics. And quite honestly, there are some people in politics that are Republicans and Democrats who are bad for business. That's what I'm talking about, Joe Biden, bad for business. Pat, as far as you're concerned, yeah, I'm planning to go down to Washington, D.C. to a rally. News Rocky's going to go on the road. We're going to travel down there. We're working on all the details. There's a plan today for us to go down there. We're going to go down, and you know what we're going to do? We're going to cover from Washington, D.C., the energy that's going on across this country. We're going to converge on Washington, D.C. like so many other people. We're going to go down there, many for the reason that exactly I just outlined, because they believe Donald Trump was the best president in the United States in this election. They believed it. They felt like the votes that came forward were not represented correctly. So this whole challenge of the Electoral College has a place in the conversation of America. But does it have a place that's driven by a narrative of corporate media and the controlled party politicians? Now think about it, guys. Mitt Romney. You remember Mitt Romney with the 47% rule? You remember him when he was going against Barack Obama and he actually lost that election because he's a loser and all of a sudden then became a senator? Mitt Romney, the Republican, now senator from Utah, the Mormon presidential candidate back against Barack Obama. Mitt Romney now has these strong comments. Do you remember how he really didn't care for the way Donald Trump said, well, he's a loser? Well, you know what? You don't have to like what Donald Trump says. You don't have to like and appreciate who he is as a person. He was our boss. He was your boss. Yes, Rich, Pat, every one of you liberals out there, he was your boss. He's your boss until it's done. He's the president of the United States, and you didn't show him one ounce of respect. And the fact of the matter is you can sit here and demand respect to somebody else is obnoxious, to say the least. And you know what? News Rocky is not going to get into this back and forth. We do love everybody. I'm a little passionate right now. Pat's getting me wound up, and Rich and all you guys. The Electoral College, let's see, what are you saying here? Yes, get rid of the Electoral College. You know what? Great, Rich. Yeah, you want to go popular vote? Let's do it, right? Is that what you want to do? Because we already know the trend is if Texas ever sways and it goes over to the popular vote, yes. You know what? There'll never be another Republican ever elected in this country again. That's a fact. because the control party politicians, I'm going to give Democratic management a really big high five on this one. You know what the high five is? You guys have systematically maneuvered, outmaneuvered the Republican candidates and the Republican Party in each and every way when it comes to running elections. You are better organized. I've ran against Democrats. I've run my campaign against Democrats, and I'll tell you right now, they're better organized. Republicans, we think we just know everything, and we're right, and we're going to always get in there. You know what? It's proven each and every time, and it's proof in the pudding now. Why Donald Trump won in 2016? Because nobody, including the Democrats, could stand the corruption of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, who probably are going to be indicted. If anyone has any backbone, which I don't think Joe Biden will, I think he's a spineless person when it comes to the Epstein issue. If he had any backbone, he would make sure that these people are held accountable for their connection with sex trafficking. Do you remember the Cindy McCain interview? Guys, I think we pulled it up at one point when Cindy McCain actually sat there in an interview and said, look, we all knew about Epstein. It was well known. Here's your insider. Here's your Democrats' favorite Republican lady, the former senator, now passed away, Senator McCain's wife, Cindy McCain, got up in this interview and commented and said, everyone knew about Epstein. Everyone's known about Epstein in Washington, D.C. Everyone's known about the corruption in Washington, D.C. Guys, this entire 2020 was a scientific experiment. It was the biggest stage to play on. It was the biggest theater ever in the history of the world. I'm going to tell you, they're going to look back on this. Well, actually, you know what? A cancel culture won't let it happen, right? Because we have a cancel culture now. We probably won't be able to look back on the experiences. Actually, you know what? I just said it. And I know I'm very close to the end. I just figured it out. This is the next thing. We're going to have to asterisk the president of 45, Donald Trump. We need to wipe him from the history of America. Let's start it today. Actually, you know what? We need to buy that hashtag because that's obviously going to take place. Let's cancel that out, right? We can't allow this to take place. Donald Trump we'll have to whisper his name from now on, because if we don't, we're going to get somebody upset. You know what? I find that this conversation that we had today, you helped me because you got out some really big energy. And I tell you, I'm going to come to you with real fact. I'm having a bad day. I've had a bad few days. You've got some bad information in my own personal life that I've had experience, and I'm dealing with that. I'm angry. I'm angry at the fact that America is being divided by people who really don't care about us. We're fighting and arguing over things that really we don't disagree on. You know, we got into it today a little bit, guys. We talked about some of the information where how it's skewed in the way it's presented. It's presented by one facts or version. The facts are a little bit changed around. Maybe a word is tweaked here or there, and it's regurgitated from another news source. And you know what? Typically, I'll just use the CNN and Fox News. You know what happens? We start to divide each other over that. We're playing right into their narrative. Republicans, Democrats, Americans, okay? Wake up. You know, what's the cup say? Okay, right there. America. Fuck yeah. All right? That's what I care about. What do you care about? I hope you care about tuning into News Rocky tomorrow. We're going to be coming to you live again right here at the 4 p.m. hour, 4 to 5, Monday through Friday, part of the Helms Media Group. Guys, Helms Media is out here making it happen in their partnerships. I can't wait to talk about all the other stuff that's going on with this network we're building here. We also have the Do Not Sports or whatever they're getting called these days, and all the other great content that's coming, the Hustle Report with Peter Helms. I got to tell you, I'm excited. I want you guys to keep on tuning in. Thank you for the comments today. Thank you for tuning in each and every day. News Rocky comes to you Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. And I will promise you this, in 2021, we're going to blow up. You're going to help us blow up. We're going to take America back together.